Coverage of the Conifa World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Vannon, we have plenty of more in Usbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
It's Energy FM's coverage of the 2018 Paddy Power Conifa World Football Cup, brought to you by Organic Roofing Solutions, and I'm pleased to be joined by Malcolm Blackburn of Ellen Vannon. And Malcolm, what an opening day yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, quite special considering what everybody went through the day before trying to get here, with the lads, first of all, having the flight cancelled from the Isle of Man to Luton, so they ended up having to go through Bristol. We had three minibuses over here that we had to try and sort out with only two drivers, so I think we didn't any of us get to bed last night till about 1 o'clock. So when you consider they then come out and do that and win 4-1, quite a surprise, I think, in some ways.
Cascada looked like to me they had quite a bit of the game, but you had more quality in front of goal.
Yeah, I think you've summed it up. I mean, in the first half, I think everybody would say that they had majority of the play. They certainly passed it around well, but probably didn't have the finishing product. But how do you defend against three of the four goals that we actually scored? Sam Kane takes it from deep, runs through about four or five players, puts it in. Jack McVeigh hits the top corner with a free kick. Steve Whitley, from outside the box, launches one to the left-hand side of the goal. And then we had... I think it was Dan going down on the left, crosses over for Frank Jones to toss home. So, I mean, the four goals we got, they were difficult. But saying that, we probably had two or three more that possibly were slightly easier chances that we did miss. I know we had one from a corner that should have been put away, which it wasn't. And Pekka, I think, was sort of leaning back when he had a chance from out wide to put it into the net. So, yeah, very, very good.
And like you've been saying on Twitter as well, a couple of Goal of the Tournament contenders already.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether you've seen Paddy Power put the clips up already of our goals or the goals from that match, and sort of said, you know, there's a few screamers in it. Yeah, they certainly were, and I don't think there'll be many better goals during the tournament. Well, hopefully maybe a couple more from us, but absolutely fantastic.
So after the drama of getting there and the 4-1 win yesterday, day of chilling out and relaxing, or is there a training session? What's the plan?
Obviously, I'll pass you over actually to Chris in a moment. You can go through that sort of, I mean, that side is obviously him and Vic and Ben and Lee and Paul. They sort all that out. I mean, I've heard rumours some of the players want to do a little trip into London, but with the way the weather's here at the moment, it's very hot. I'm sure they'll take that all into consideration. But yeah, that's up to that side. I mean, that's not my job.
Well, it's a fantastic result today. And just before we hear from Chris, we are going to hear the anthem for the Conifa World Cup. This is Right Said Fred. I believe it's called Bringing the House Down.
Let's bring the house down. Captain said, Conifa's here. I come and go, it's loud and clear. This ain't Moscow, this ain't Qatar. This is London, home to friends near and far. We're gonna show 'em. We're gonna show 'em. Let's bring the house down. Bring the house down. Be a believer. Believe in Conifa. Oh, the captain said, we are unified. We're gonna kick out the fixing, let our spirits fly. This ain't Moscow, this ain't Qatar, this is London home, whoever you are.
You gotta play your own game, sing your own song, people get ready, let's bring the house down.
Of the Conifa World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
So that was the Conifa anthem, bringing the house down from Right Said Fred of all people. Incredible. We're joined now by head coach Chris Bass. Chris, that's a cracking opener.
Yeah, it's a fantastic game. The boys put a lot of effort into it. I don't believe that the scoreline reflects the game, because the team that we played were exceptional, good technically. They had some really good players. But as usual, the lads, you know, go the extra half a mile or whatever it is, then to, you know, make sure we do the best we can. And we did that today, and it's just brilliant. And they're all buzzing now. Obviously, they're tired from travelling and things, and they've got a rest day tomorrow. There won't be any training session. One or two will have some treatments, but there won't be any, you know, training session. Rest means rest. So if they do go into London, we don't want them walking around for 3 or 4 hours, maybe half an hour or more. So, but you know, maybe the big bus tour or something like that. That's okay. But they're adults. They should know how to look after themselves.
And of course, winning the opening game, getting 3 points in the group straight away, that must sort of, does that relax everybody? Is it more relief, or is it joy? What's the emotion?
I think there's a very positive reaction to the fact that you win your first game. It means now you've got, you know, only to win one of the following two games to qualify. But we'd also like to go on and win the group, so we play the second best team in the group, which we're, you know, paired up against. So yeah, I think we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, we'll get through.
So 5 o'clock Saturday against Tamil Eelam. Do you know much about them?
Tamil Eelam, we've just spent 45 minutes watching them. They put a lot of effort in, but they're not as technical as some of the other teams that we've played. So we do have a very good chance of getting through in that game. Yeah, I would expect us to win, but you know, we don't want to tempt fate.
That's brilliant. Well, good luck against Tamil Eelam. That's tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Chris Bass, thank you very much.
Coverage of the Conifa World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.